Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Environmental Protection Agency has reached a tentative $4 million settlement with the owner of the PES refinery in South Philly, which exploded in 2019. The company doesn't admit to any liability in the settlement. There will now be a 30-day public comment period before it can be considered for final court approval. The EPA found the company failed to identify and assess hazards posed by an extremely corroded pipe elbow. The EPA says this is the largest amount ever sought for a refinery under a Clean Air Act rule that requires owners and operators to ensure extremely hazardous substances are managed safely. The company shut down and sold the refinery after the explosion. The site is now being redeveloped as an e-commerce and life sciences hub.
A Delaware County community is picking up the pieces after a massive fire rips through a nearly 100-year-old school. Here's KOTV's Justin Udo.
It was shortly after 5 p.m. Monday when a call went out that there was a fire at one of the St. Francis of Assisi school buildings, according to school principal Nicole Hamilton.
Nobody was in the building at the time at all. It was completely empty. Everyone was gone for the day. That's a blessing in itself.
Hamilton says first responders were quick to get to the scene of the fire at the school in Springfield Township that was founded in 1929.
Tons of people, firefighters. It was an amazing thing to see, but very overwhelming.
She says for the rest of the week, school is canceled for the 320 students who range from pre-K to 8th grade.
We will reassess later in the week to figure out what's happening. So my job the next few days is to figure out where are we putting everybody and where are we going or what are we doing.
In a statement about the fire, Philadelphia Archbishop Nelson Perez says in part, in the midst of these challenges, we raise our voices of thanksgiving to God that there is no loss of life and that no one was injured as a result of the fire. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.